Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board certified physician at CHI Memorial, but he has taken the day off. First time in 12 months, actually. I think I've taken one, I'm not sure. So today will be a slightly unusual kind of bantering back and forth because I've got two of my friends here, one of which is the organizer of this show, Sean Whitfield, and also Clint Powell. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Ed. Glad to be here.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Sean is a long-term history of radio management and shows, and does such a wonderful job of and of course has put this show together. And then Clint Powell has been also a friend of mine for 20 plus, maybe 25 years, and he has a wonderful podcast that actually I was on just 2 days ago on the website, DuringTheBreak.com, and he interviews such interesting people on the local arena. I mean, he's given me so many names of people that would be fascinating to hear about what's going on about their lives and the local community. And so DuringTheBreak.com. So usually Dr. Green asks me about my history and then he tells his, but today I'll ask myself, okay, who are you, Ed Jones, and what do you do and where do you come from? Well, you know, I started Nutrition World in 1979, which was 40 years ago, last month. And it was started, of course, because I was a health nut. I started believing in the philosophy that the human body has magic capabilities to heal itself and stay well, but only if we know what we're doing. And we don't come into this world with an owner's manual. And unfortunately, we always look to those people who we call trained experts to pull us out of the ditch and to help us to stay healthy. And I must say that I am many times frustrated with that option that we almost had to endure, because there's such a difference of philosophies between staying healthy and getting well and maybe treating a disease in some ways. But mainstream medicine has miracles, and they also have shortcomings. And the shortcomings are, as Dr. Green and I speak about, is the focus on nutrition and food and sleep and exercise and how to plug that into a personal philosophy that creates a quality life of living a long time. You know, many people, they kind of somewhere around 40 or 50 years old, basically, they keep breathing till they're 80, but they kind of quit living a quality life at 40 to 50. Why is that? We've almost become used to the fact that people are depressed, they're anxious, they're low of energy, less libido, they're not in a good mood, they have aches and pains down the list, and they assume this to be normal. It isn't normal. And one thing I want to—I did post on—I do have a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator. Well, I posted 2 days ago this 90-year-old man who has endured father time as well as any human, has no aches and pains. He does high dives off the diving board. He plays softball. He runs sprints. And he says that he feels absolutely fantastic. Listen, we were built to be this way. We are robust beings, but we have destroyed it by too much medication and improper habits that have become, again, the norm. The habit of carbohydrates is destructive in every single level. Well, I rambled a bunch about all this. Guys, say something about what you want me to say.
Hey, we're enjoying the show so far. Clinton and I are not used to being in the driver's seat. We're kind of in the passenger seat or back seat right now, and we're kind of enjoying that. But glad to be here this morning. And, of course, you and Dr. Green do a fabulous job with this show. And, of course, Clint not only has during the break, but he also does Marketing Mix Radio, and which is a business show, and you can catch that Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And it's going to be starting March the 3rd on Sunday mornings right before Vital Health Radio right here on 98.1 The Lake.
Yeah, it's a great show. I love being part of it. Rich Mazingo is my partner from the Chattanooga Lookouts, and we've been doing that for a number of years with Chattanooga business owners and community leaders, decision makers. So I love doing that show. I love doing the podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. And I've had Ed on almost monthly since I started it about 6 months ago, and it was for just about that, what he was talking about in the intro, the healthy living, the poor decisions, the habits we get in, the mindset of this is just how it's supposed to be now that we're getting older. We've done several live videos. You can see them at the Facebook page at During the Break, but we just did one this past week that was more focused around the CBD oil. And the reason I called you, Ed, is because, first of all, I trust you. Second of all, every time I get on social media or I look up news, I scroll down and I'm going to see something about CBD oil. And there's either controversy or there's over promises, there's misconceptions. So I've loved doing it, and I appreciate Ed giving me all the time when he comes in the studio.
Before we dive into today's program, I want to recognize that this is the 1 year anniversary of Vital Health Radio. So Ed, congratulations. You and Dr. Green have done this show now for 1 year, and it has been a year of fabulous shows.
Well, you know, you and I did not realize that till probably 20 minutes ago when I asked the question.
Right.
And I kind of assumed it had been 8 months. So that shows you how fast time has flown, because it has been a great gift to me. And I absolutely, truly enjoy doing it. And if Dr. Green was here, I'd give him a big kiss, but he's not, so I'm not going to give him a kiss.
And Ed, you probably had no idea that you could work well with a medical doctor and you both be able to agree and disagree, maybe.
Hey, I think we have set such an example of partnering that I hope can be an example for the rest of this community, because you are exactly right. I have lived a life of really positioning myself, not intentionally, but because of where I fell in my life, of really being on the opposite of mainstream's opinions, because they have not liked what I have stood for. They haven't believed it. They put me down for it, but they're not doing that any longer, because the tide has turned. The amount of people who crave and demand the information that holistic and nutrition can offer is now so monumental, there is no stopping it. And as Dr. Green says, the amount of nutrition they teach in school is relatively non-existent. And even if they did teach it, the people who really know nutrition, I mean, it takes years to learn it, not a class. But he, Dr. Green, is the epitome of the perfect person to be your physician. And why is that? He admits he has a lot he doesn't know. He can fix you when it's need to be fixed. He can address certain issues. He can be a good diagnostician. He knows wisdom of medicine, but he also respects the healing of the body. He works out 4 or 5 days a week. He's lost all his body fat through the keto diet that I got him started on. And he also embraces the right, well-published and studied supplements and doesn't put them down.
Well, I'll just jump in and say this. One of the reasons I have enjoyed the conversation and one of the reasons I like the show is because, and Ed, we've talked about this, and Sean, you and I have too, because of the number of radio shows that you're involved in. I think somehow there's an age where we as human beings, when we call ourselves adults, somehow turn off our button, the one I want to keep learning button. And I love seeing doctors with medical degrees get with people like Ed, who have years and years of training, years and years of experience, because there are things that Dr. Green has been taught that Ed didn't get instructed on, and there's things Ed has actually lived and practiced that Dr. Green didn't. So now you have these two guys with these different wealths of knowledge, these different backgrounds and perspectives, And then we, the listeners, get to benefit from the show. So we're spending a lot of time talking about the show, which I'm glad to do. I just think it's a great opportunity because I get to hear both sides of the same coin, and I get the benefit of it as a listener.
And as a listener, too, you get to make your own educated decision of how you want to make your life go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great point because we have most of the time in my entire almost 62 years of living, most individuals pick and choose a healthcare person almost like they would a cell phone company, which means you only have one. I talk about this constantly every single day when people come in the store. I say, this is about creating a team approach to aging gracefully and staying well. This isn't that you pick your one superstar, your one cell phone company, and you ride the ride. No, you keep the same people that you already have. You need to add others onto this team, and then you blend the information as you feel fit and intuitively feel comfortable to make decisions. Don't let any one person, I don't care who they are, or be your guiding light for health choices. I would never do that. I want people like Dr. Green, but I also want my personal trainer. I want my massage person. I want the person that I go to if I have nutrition questions. I mean, I have a whole team of people that I rarely access, but they're there for me when I need it. And that is what you want if you're going to age gracefully. And if you don't, you're going to get one side only. And you just imagine if you gave a mechanic that you didn't really know that well, but you gave him full access to your car and said, fix, just do whatever you want to do to my car. Well, heck, you're going to have huge bills unless he's totally ethical, and you're not going to be pleased in the end. So that's a rant on that. But now I want to say right before this break, I know that I went on the show with Clint just 2 days ago, and I know you guys are always, plus not only you two guys, the whole nation is asking about CBD. So I think when we come back after the break, let's talk about CBD and some of the issues, because I have two big ones, one of which is a dentist that went to Costa Rica a few weeks ago and almost got put in prison because of carrying it. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, who's not here today, but we'll be back next week. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and today we have two co-host, I guess we could say. I've got Sean Whitfield and Clint Powell here, and we are going to be talking about CBD. I was on Clint's podcast just 2 days ago, and it was fantastic because I've never seen in 40 years of being in the nutrition business probably anything as exciting as the topic of hemp oil and CBD. And the reason that Clint actually had me on the show, and he has a wonderful podcast, it's at daringthebreak.com, is there's a local dentist. Well, I say local, he's in Knoxville. He was traveling to Costa Rica just a few weeks ago and had his CBD, and he was stopped, I guess, as he was entering the country, and he ended up having to pay a very probable substantial fine. They did not list the amount, but it was very close to him being arrested and incarcerated, and it would have not been a pretty scene. And they told him if he ever comes back and it's caught again, he will go to prison. Well, and I did post on my website at nutritionw.com just 3 weeks ago that I recommend people do not even travel in this country and carry the CBD on your carry-on bag. The TSA is not looking for these things, but the wrong person at the wrong time, when they open the bottle and smell it, you could be detained and miss your flight and have all kind of issues. So you guys, have you guys used the CBD much?
No, I have not. And I'm real curious about the product. I've heard you speak about it, Ed. And one question that came to my mind as you're sharing with us that story, is CBD legal in all 50 states?
You know, it's what's happened is it's actually probably legal, but there's not an absolute where you can say it is. I mean, it wasn't but a year ago in Murfreesboro, they padlocked 24 stores that were selling CBD. What is, and for people who don't know, CBD is a part of the hemp family. It's a called cannabinoids. And why are we interested in that? CBD has some very, very large amount of clinical studies and a lot of evidence pointing to the fact of it reducing inflammation, reducing pain, anxiety levels are certainly helped by many people with using it. And there is a website called The Realm of Caring, and that tells you all the research on hemp and exactly how to take it. And I know, like Clint and I were talking, there's so much to know about this. And in fact, I do a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I interviewed the owner of a company called Straight Hemp, and he's from Colorado and just was full of information about how to use it, what it does. So if you go to theholisticnavigator.com, you can scroll down and see that. I did do two recent podcasts on constipation and on erectile dysfunction on that show that'll be posted by the time you listen to this show. And also, and I know you mentioned this, Sean, vitalhealthradio.com. Again, this is our one-year anniversary, so we have done interviews and shows every week for 1 year, and they're all posted under vitalhealthradio.com. So everything you could imagine, because Sean has worked hard to title it. So if you scroll down, you may have an interest in, we did an interview on hemp on this show with a great expert who came into the studio, but we've done things on almost every topic known to man, as you know, because you've listened to the shows. But back to the CBD thing, I take it every day, number one. I do it morning and evening, small amounts. I don't really do it always for a reason, where most people are doing it for a reason. In fact, we have more physicians sending people into the nutrition world for CBD than any one product that we've ever offered. Why are they doing that? It is the Wild West with the quality of the companies. And I went on a rant with Clint, I guess Clint will agree with that, just 2 days ago about, you know, I respect people who are entrepreneurs and they're wanting to make money, but nutrition world, and I'm not trying to brag, but we don't operate to sell products, believe it or not. What we do is we get up every morning in order to truly assist people to elevate their health. Now, there are people who walk into nutrition world, and when I finish talking to them, I say, there's nothing in this store that you should purchase. And they're like stunned. Because when I hear their story and they've been like on medicines or they're this or they're on the verge of something wrong, I say, go to a health professional. You don't need to be embracing this.
Well, I just want to interject and say, well, that's always disappointing to me, too. Every time I come talk to Ed or his staff, I'm like, I need a pill that fixes my problem in the next 48 hours. And he or somebody that works with him will look at me and go, yeah, this is not the place for you. I do want to jump in because we did that Facebook Live at During the Break podcast on Facebook, and we've done several podcasts. But the couple things off the CBD oil that I found interesting that you addressed there was, one, the misconception that, you know, you can't test positive if your job requires you to test clean. The second is there's different types of CBD oil for like you were telling me, some will address your pain more, some will address your anxiety more. And then there's the third thing that I found interesting, and I'll let you guys have the floor again, was the reason that you said the Wild Wild West is that depending on where this plant is grown and depending on who the manufacturer is or the however you want to call it, and it's extracted, there can be all kinds of things in the CBD oil, like heavy metals and stuff. So the three things, the testing positive, it's different brands can affect different things, and then what's in it, those three things I really found educational when we did our podcast.
Ed, you say you take it. How do you take it? Do you rub it on your arm? Do you take in a pill form, liquid? How do you take it?
I'm personally not a fan of the pills, number one. I have not found them to be as effective. Why? I'm not really sure. What I do is I do it in either liquids or we have a new gummy. The gummy seems to work better for calming my brain or anxiousness. The liquids work better for discomfort and pain. Do I rub it on? If I have a spot that is aching, which really I'm pretty darn lucky. I don't have much chronic pain except in my Achilles tendon, and that came from 20 years of jumping rope on hard surfaces. And so I'll rub it on there, and it'll, you know, within 20 minutes, I'm 50% better, and I'm there's never been a cream that would equal that. But Clint's comment, which is one of the reasons that I get so wired up and fired up about this conversation, is because you do not believe any human being or company who says you cannot not test positive for THC. You don't know whether you're going to test positive or not. There are brands that do have 0.0 amounts. And what is THC? It is, of course, what is in marijuana that makes you loopy. Well, all hemp, if it's grown properly and processed in a way that we call full spectrum, will have teeny amounts of it. It cannot be removed if it's grown properly and processed properly, which means if you're in a pain clinic, you're in a job, you're getting insurance testing, do not trust any manufacturer. And what's scaring me, guys, is when I see these little pop-up places and they're saying free samples. You know what? I had a guy, and it was a heartbreak story, and I told Clint this just 2 days ago. Wonderful couple, truck driver. He's 50 to 60, been working at his company 20-plus years, and he comes in, and he's got a lot of pain. Someone told him to come in, and he started taking it. 6 days later, he had a minor wreck in Atlanta. They tested him, and they immediately fired him. We worked very hard with a company that he had purchased it from, the brand that we sell, one of the brands, and we tried to get the legal status. We tried to get their attorneys, but it was too late. You cannot fight the system, because the truth is, if that company could test deep enough, they would have found that it was not marijuana, it was CBD, but they did not give a hoot about it. They just follow black and white rules. So don't do it if you have a risk. Secondly, I have found, like Clint says, certain brands work for certain areas of the body. Let the buyer beware, again, and you need people who are your gatekeepers. Like Nutrition World, we brag about being the gatekeeper. That is means that we're watching out for you. We're not there to ring the register. Does it taste bad? Yes, it does. Do you need to use it often, like during the day? I always say yes, no less than twice a day. Most people with pain do it 4 times a day. Many of the opiates addicts are being sent in by their docs, including a lot from the VA. It's truly amazing because we have built a trust in this community, so a lot of health professionals do trust us to lead people right. And the thing is, and I know I'm really rambling here, what makes CBD work is because there's a system in the body, like if you think about the circulatory system or the endocrine system or the brain system, there's also another system called endocannabinoid. It's as important as all the other previous systems, and it doesn't work unless you have this molecule. It's like the gas for your engine or your cell phone battery, and we don't get it anymore. And so when you take this, you're actually giving your body a nutrient. You're not just treating it. Clint has used some CBD, and I gave him some the other day, some of my gummies. How did that go?
It went great. I came in the later that afternoon, and
was that the day I saw you high?
I don't get tested, and no. Well, I was, you know, I hate to say this, and before I started taking it, I was very concerned about that. I talked to Ed, I talked to Seth, I talked to some other folks over at Nutrition World, because I do have kids, and I want to make and just in case there is something going on, I want to make sure I'm informed. All of them led me down the right path, but I enjoyed it for a couple of reasons. I have a pain. I have artificial hip. I have joints. I try to stay active, and it helps that. And it replaces, you know, painkillers for me. I'm not a big painkiller guy anyway. I don't request those from doctors. But yeah, I take it. I have enjoyed it, and it seemed to have helped me.
And question I have for you, Ed, is the fact of if I decided to take it, had never taken it before, how much money would I need to budget for, and to take it twice a day, how long would a bottle of it last me?
That's a great question, and the good thing is prices have come down. Where it was probably would have cost you $100 to $120 a month is now down to about $70. And I see that will be dropping significantly over the next 2 years. Thank goodness the Farm Bill was passed. The Farm Bill was what is going to legalize the or keep the government off our back. That's the better way to say that. So, you know, it's not cheap still. But again, when you look at, like Clint mentioned, the taking the painkillers, people, you know, it's easy to fall in the trap of the commercials on TV. And I see more destruction long-term of people's health by using non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which are, you know, the aspirins, the Motrin, the Advils. Why is that? Kidney damage and gut damage. Those are the two things that can and will happen if you do those constantly.
And that's what I was talking about. When I was talking about painkillers, I was talking about the ibuprofen side of it because I had gotten so accustomed to the ibuprofen side of it. You pop two before you go work out, yep. Later that night before you go to bed, so you can sleep through the aching and pains of being 51 years old. You pop another couple, and next thing you know, you're taking four a day, and you've done that for months. This seems to help me.
Millions of Americans are operating that way, too.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. It's patching the system in the day. And so many of us, you know, it is easy to get into the regular routine of, I kind of have a sore neck this morning, so let me just pop two of those little bitty pills. They can't be that harmful. I mean, they're small, but...
It's an easy fix.
easy fix. And the thing is, like you kind of referred to, the longer you take them, the more you need to take them. Yeah. And hemp is so cool because CBD is the opposite. The longer you take it, the less you have to take. And there is zero damage to your physical body other than, and I want to talk about this in the next segment. I don't want to make this all about CBD, but one more statement on the next one about heavy metals and mold. So it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to be touching the last bit of the CBD conversation and then get into a couple other topics on health. So we've got that plus more to come. For Ed Jones and Sean Whitfield and Clint Powell. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, and my partner, Dr. Green, is out of pocket today. He's taking a day off, first time in 12 months. And so we've got my two buddies, Sean Whitfield, who actually is the originator of this show, with Whitfield Oil, and Clint Powell, which is... a long-term friend of mine and has a wonderful podcast that I want him to tell you a little bit more about too before the end of this. We're finishing up a conversation on CBD. We've talked about that. Again, for those just tuning in, that is from hemp, and it is being utilized across this country. But I'm giving warnings. The warnings are if you're going to be in a job or insurance or any place in life where THC, which is, of course, marijuana, would be tested in your career, don't do it, and don't believe the ads that say that it's THC free.
Ed, I'm starting to see retailers popping up all over the Chattanooga area selling these products. Is the quality of all these products the same from location to location, or is there a difference in the various brands and various retailers?
A huge difference, and it's scary. It is truly the wild, wild west, and the reason is, and as Clint and I talked about on his podcast the other day, hemp has an affinity for two things that we don't like. One of which is when it grows on soils that has heavy metals. What are heavy metals? They're like mercury and lead and arsenic. Well, if it's in the soil, the hemp loves to pick it up. It's like a magnet. So what does that mean? It means, why would you buy hemp unless it's organically grown? Organically grown, of course, means that there's no chemicals on the soil. Most brands are not. There's like 2,500 brands being sold right now. My team at Nutrition World, we look into it so deeply, it's like crazy. We found about 14 that we really trust. So it is scary stuff. And the second thing is mold. Mold, if it sits anywhere after it's harvested, it's going to have tons of mold on it. And I talk about mold constantly because it is devastating to your immune system. And once it's in your body, it's tough to get out. And many people are living in homes that have mold that you'll never see. It's behind the walls. It's not dripping down the sides. And people with autoimmune diseases and chronic lung infections and chronic sinus, I tell them, come to Nutrition World. Get the mold test kits. They're $26. You get 5 test kits. Put them in your bedroom, because if you're chronically sick, you can take antibiotics till the cows come home, and you're only going to dig a deeper hole, and you'll never be well if it's mold. So if it's mold, you fix it. That's what you do. You don't patch it with other drugs. Wow. Okay. Sorry.
I actually heard the exclamation
point. I'm trying to absorb all that.
That's a mic drop. Do you need to go to a break or something? What are we wrapping that one up?
It sounds like there's a lot of benefits, but you also recommend caution and to make a good educated decision before taking it.
Yeah, but it's tough because advertising today has gotten so fine-tuned that we can all, even the smartest of us, can get sucked in to a great-looking ad that has the videos and the pretty pictures and all the right words. So it's what's behind the scenes. In fact, I went down and saw a hemp company here in Chattanooga that was doing a very good job of quality control, and I said, "Who's checking you?" He said, "No one. That is totally unregulated."
Self-regulation.
Industry.
Well, we're a headline society, whether it's politics or health or, cars, whatever it is. We see a headline, we love that headline, and we move forward like that's the truth. So as you're seeing these headlines, if it says CBD oil, I just kind of assume as a consumer, everybody knows what they're doing, everybody's regulated, and it's not. And that's where I really enjoy dealing with people like your staff, because that's the professionals. That's what they
do. Learned a long time ago that, if we practice and our motive is to ring the register, it is destructive to the future of any business, and it won't allow me to sleep at night. So when we got on a different path, which is our path is to help educate people to truly embrace their own health and help them to not fall apart like most Americans are doing. I mean, how many of us know people who are swallowed up by their medical system every day during the week? It's about their drugs, their drugstore visits, their doctor's visits, their therapies, and they don't even have time to live, much less be productive. And it doesn't have to be that way in 90% of the cases. And in fact, as you're talking about CBD being unregulated, I love it when people like CNN this morning says FDA targets illegally marketed dietary supplements, and which is nothing wrong with that. But what I don't like is when it says the FDA does not review dietary supplements before they hit the market. Listen, people, that is the biggest piece of CRAP there ever was, because they can't do that. That would be like them looking at the bananas that are grown somewhere in Arizona to make sure that they're safe. We have a system that is very, very accurate and very efficient. What we do is, if we have a history of safety that's incredible. No one has ever matched the history of nutritional supplements as far as safety. The two areas that you have to be concerned in is in athletics and sexual stimulants. Those two are ran by people who don't have the best ethics. But everything else, if there's any issues with a supplement, guess what? The FTC and FDA have massive powers to step in immediately and take hold of the problem. And they have done that about probably 40 times in 40 years.
Ed, would you throw weight loss supplements into that mix too, possibly?
Weight loss supplements have actually gotten better over the years, so they're not like they used to be. Now, that is, again, based on if you go to reputable places and get reputable brands. The internet, of course, can offer almost anything of any origin, and you don't know. Again, no history, no have faith in somebody and some company, and just don't believe labels. But all the medical people say to their patients, you got to be leery because it's an unregulated industry. It's not regulated like drugs, because it can't be. You cannot test a nutrient like you do a drug, because the nutrient contains sometimes hundreds of constituents. Drugs contain one molecule. That is where the difference is. And, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. Again, I am Ed Jones, along with my two guests today, Sean and Clint. And we are going to continue the conversation on me on, I guess, Ed Jones rambling on about.
Well, I was just going to jump in and say something real quick. I really appreciate you spelling out the word crap for me and all my buddies in East Ridge. That means a lot. But the conversation, and I don't know.
Especially
which,
for you.
Yeah,
Clint.
Absolutely. I was like, I had to sound it out. That's why I didn't jump in. I'm like, see, cruh. I was using hooked on phonics over here. One of the things that.
This is the comedy portion.
Absolutely. That's the only reason I'm here today. That's the only reason I'm here. But, you know, and Ed, you take it. I'm just going to ask this question, and if it's not what you wanted to do, then it's your show. But one of the conversations you two were having, I was listening to y'all talk between the break during the break, was something is when we're 20 and 30, we don't think about how things work. We just know we don't hurt. We got energy. As we get older, we find out there's reasons for things. The insulin resistance stuff that you guys were talking about during when we were at commercial break, I found intriguing how your body takes in glucose, you know, exercise, all the different things that go into that. Is that something you can address, or did you have a different way you wanted to take it? That's just something I heard y'all talking about.
And what is insulin resistance for those out there listening that may be confused?
Well, it is a it's an interesting topic, and it's an interesting blood test because, you know, I've studied this stuff for four decades. I really, really got into the connection between blood values and the long-term health of people about 15 years ago. In fact, a gentleman named Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who started the Functional Medicine Institute, I was a member for years and attended all his conferences. If you only had to do one test, which I hate to say that, but if you only could do one and you wanted to have a test that would more denote how fast am I aging and what does my future look like, it would be insulin. Because insulin is a hormone that we all know helps regulate blood sugar. Everyone knows that because if you're a type 1 diabetic, you've got to use insulin in shots or else you will die. But the issue is insulin has a job, many multifaceted jobs, one of which is to store food for later. Why would the body want something that would make food store for later? Because everybody needs to keep this in mind. The physical body that you were born with had one purpose when you came out of your mama's belly. Only one. That is to make you make more babies. That's really it. Nature does not, again, give a CRAP as crap.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
For you living a long quality life. It doesn't care. It cares about you procreating. So, and because we've lived in nature for a long time, there's famines, not in this society, but in past thousands of years. We went through many times of not eating. And what did that mean? If your body didn't accommodate that, it would die. So how does it accommodate it? It does it by managing insulin levels. So our body still thinks it's living in the caveman days. So when you have tons of stress, you don't sleep, you eat too many carbs, you miss meals inappropriately, your body's going to raise this hormone because in the old days, you went 3 days without eating, and then all of a sudden you got a deer, maybe with a bow and arrow, or you found a big beehive with honey in it, or you found things to eat. It needed to store it because it was like storing wood in your fireplace or your house because winter's coming.
Well, you had trained your body not – you didn't know when it was going to get its next meal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what that means is it's going to make you fat. There are people who have high insulin levels. You'll never lose weight. If you work out 14 times a week and you eat like Ed Jones, it doesn't matter. You won't lose weight. So the key to this is not cutting back on your food. It's how do we lower insulin? Well, that's a big conversation that I'm not going to get into at this moment on the Holistic Navigator. I have spoke about it on my fitness podcast on there. But it's about managing stress, managing sleep, nutritionally supplementing omega-3s in high amounts, and, which we'll get into another place. But and then secondly, when they looked at people who were 90 years old, who were what I call robust, which means the sturdy John Wayne types of people that our great-grandparents seem to talk about, and those of us who are older remember, the people who didn't have to go to the doctor, who weren't on 14 medications, who didn't ache all day long, who could still go out and farm. The robust people, you can't be robust if you have insulin over 10 on a blood test. That is basically Drano, that is corrosive, and it will eat away at your future if that is happening. And I will assure you right now, everybody who's sitting there thinking, well, I think my doctor checks that. No, he or she doesn't. They are not trained in what we call functional holistic medicine. I don't blame them. It's not their fault. It's the system's fault for not training them, because it just doesn't, they just don't do it. So it's on you to find, again, accumulate a team approach of people who will care for your health or help you to care for your health as you age. And one of those is a holistic practitioner under functional medicine. We have one at Nutrition World called Meredith Mason. She's excellent, but there's other people around. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Good information, Ed.
Well, okay, you took.
So here's the bullet point of how do you lower insulin if it is high. You've got to eat more of a keto-based diet. I don't mean ketosis now, just a lower carbohydrate diet. You have to manage sleep. You have to manage your cortisol levels. What is that? That is stress hormone.
That's your fight or flight, right?
Fight or flight.
Well, doesn't working out help? Doesn't that help adjust your levels of insulin? Can that help you, the resistant part of it, or not really?
On what?
On the resistance. If you're insulin resistant, doesn't exercise help that?
Oh, you got to do that. Oh, you have to do it. And not like a crazy man or woman, but you have to get in the gym or do something 5 days a week, because you got to burn off the excess glucose that's stored so that the insulin doesn't feel like it needs to be so elevated. The ideal insulin is at 2 and under. Again, when you look at blood work, reference ranges are a joke. How they get a reference range and what is that? Like, if you had a reference range of vitamin D, it's going to go from 32 to 100. You know how they get those numbers? They take 10,000 people, they take their blood, they check a value, and they knock the top 2% out and bottom 2% out, so that leaves the 96% becomes the norm. I don't know about you guys. I look around at Walmart and all the places that I go to. I don't want to be in the 96% range. They're not doing well.
No, I go there to feel good about me. I don't come to Nutrition World where I feel good about me. I just feel good about myself going there.
And what do you think about folks that are insulin resistant and maybe a physician or a nurse practitioner has prescribed them metformin?
You know, I think there's only about, in my opinion, and I know I'm nutty, please, I feel self-admitted, but there's only, to me, maybe 10 really outstanding hero drugs. I think metformin is one of those 10 if used appropriately. The downside is, again, the inappropriate use is, oh, just take the pill, come back and see me in 6 months. That is short-sighted for that patient, because you're still not looking into why is the insulin high. I like managing it with metformin or people managing it, but I don't like the fact that you think that's going to fix you, because it isn't. It's buying you time. So it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be on the fourth segment discussing the last of all our headlines of health. So we got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green, who's not here today, but I will be seeing him next week. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, and here with my two new buddies today, says Dr. Green is out of pocket enjoying himself. We have Sean Whitfield and Clint Powell, and before I get out of time, I do want to mention Nutrition World does, again, have the absolute commitment to help people educate themselves on how to stay healthy and be healthy. And I'm not going to sit here and brag too much about us, but there's very few people who are doing it on this level. Coming up, well, we have a great registered dietitian who's been on the show before, Courtney, and she's going to teach a class on cooking for blood sugar management. We have a prenatal wellness workshop. We have one called Brunch and Learn, How to Sneak Veggies into Your Favorite Recipes. That's on March 9th. We have a huge topic, which is probiotics, on March 12th. It's going to be called Probiotics for the Whole Family, the Emerging Science. And it is emerging. Don't think that, which is what I hear constantly, I'm taking a probiotic. Well, which one? Well, just one I picked up over at the drugstore. But which one? I don't really know. I just take a pill. That isn't how it works, people. No. So, okay. And
that magic pill we're always looking for.
I've gone in since the 80s looking for one from Ed.
Well, yeah. You know, it is our biggest challenge is to overcome the magic pill wish, because, and I tend to sometimes actually, I don't get harsh with people. Sometimes I can get a little firm. When they keep pushing me for the magic pill, I understand that people like Dr. Green and the mainstream medicine, I see where they're coming from, because patients demand it, I'm sure, in the medical field. And if they don't get it, they're going to go somewhere else. And even though people like Dr. Green know they don't have the magic pill, people think it's magic if there's on a piece of paper and they get to go to a drugstore and someone behind a counter is making it and giving it to them. So bless the whole system's heart and everything else. But and I do want to mention on vitalhealthradio.com, the previous shows, again, we've done one whole year now, is being designed by Avalon Studios, and they're doing a very, very good job of managing vitalhealthradio.com. And thank you, Avalon, for that, and Memorial Hospital for sponsoring this wonderful, wonderful time in history, actually. So, and I know you guys just brought it up. This epidemic sickness is something, isn't it? Tell me about you two. Have you evaded it, or have you succumbed?
It seems like either we're dealing with it personally, we know someone or family friend or someone we work with dealing with a cold, sinus infection, or the flu.
Yeah, I had a couple weeks ago, I had the flu and bronchitis, and now today you sound a little
I'm dealing with a sinus infection.
Yeah.
And I started taking, at Ed's suggestion on one of the previous Vital Health Radio shows, I started taking elderberry two or three days ago, and I feel like that I would be in a much worse condition today had I not started doing that.
Yeah, there's again, you pick your path as far as your health, and you know, again, there's nothing inherently wrong with doing normal, what we call traditional methods, but what they're doing is actually not, again, treating the real underlying reason. And like sinus infections, to me, the primary cause of it is candida and mold and yeast. The thing is, when you create the inflammation and the mucus that mold can create, bacteria are their cousins. So bacteria comes along for the ride. So when you get sick and you take an antibiotic, you do get better. You do. The problem is that it's really the mold that caused it. So let's take that step backwards, as I always say, and get the big view. If mold and yeast and moisture is causing it, maybe we should look at it as maybe ways to lessen that, like testing your house for mold, knowing that once you have mold in the body, you really have to do something extra special to help to alleviate it, which again, mainstream medicine's not really clued into. But again, antibiotics can be life-saving and they can be devastating. My dad died of C. diff, was caused by an antibiotic. C. diff is the bacterial infection that you really are susceptible to if you take antibiotics. Even if you follow up with probiotics, it still does not significantly lessen that. And the other thing that causes C. diff's epidemic to be happening is when you combine a Prilosec type of drug, which is a proton pump inhibitor, which is the antacids, with an antibiotic, you are setting yourself up, boys and girls, for a really risky ride.
Well, I have a quick question about elderberry, and then you guys can talk it through. Sean said he takes it. Is it one of those things that, again, the source, the brand, all that stuff, is it a pill? Is it a liquid? Is it a drink? I've heard it, but I don't know how you're supposed to consume it, or can you get it anywhere? I mean,
yeah, you know, it's not like the CBD market. It is far more standardized. I haven't seen any particularly bad brands of that. I honestly would say you could pick those up probably at a regular store and be perfectly fine. I really, really, really like CBD. I like the liquid of Sambucol, is the original name, elderberry. But research done in Israel long ago really showed its significance against colds and flu in many cases. But again, the Ed Jones bullet point is, after watching people for 40 years, you have to do all of these things within usually 36 hours to 48 of getting or feeling bad, because the window of opportunity ends in 36 to 48 hours. And that's where having a stockpile of at least a couple remedies at home is important. you know, I really know I've avoided many times because I could feel things coming on, but I jumped on the bandwagon of all my stuff and it just went away. Now, that won't always happen. I'm going to get things like everybody else.
But Ed, how long has it been since you've had something?
Man, you know, it's really cursing to brag, but it has to be triply cursing to brag on a radio show. But
oh, karma's listening, buddy. I'd like to see your medicine cabinet. I'd like to see all. I'd like to see the pantry of it, because he just said, you know, I keep picturing this, you know, this big toolbox with all these tools in it. I'd like to see that.
It's probably 3 foot wide, 6 foot,
I think it's
8 foot
called
tall.
I think he unlocks a door and goes and gets what he needs.
That, and it's pretty pathetic if you saw my counter this morning. It
really
is.
Ed's taking this out of inventory, out of this out of inventory.
I wonder why we never have any money at the store.
That brand's not making any revenue at all.
Yeah, I did add up what I spent a few years ago, and I decided not to add that up again, even at wholesale cost. I do take 72 pills a day, and approximately some days it's 60, some it's 80 or 90. No one needs to take that many, so when you're listening to me, don't think, oh, I could never do that. I could never afford that. But I'm telling you, we have something called the Core 4 that I developed, and that is 4 supplements that you have to have as you age. What are they? And you can Google that on Google, Core 4 Nutrition World, and you can read my articles. But omega-3s, the right kind, those without heavy metals, a great multivitamin, not a Centrum. There's a pure D junk, and then a probiotic and a green drink called Core 4. So we have 11,000 products at Nutrition World. How do you go through that jungle? You don't. You ask us, and we'll help you with the Core 4. If you do nothing else, that will help you significantly to do all the things that we want.
If by some chance, and you got a couple minutes, and I'm stepping out now, but I'm just letting you know, by some chance, if you ever want to watch Ed's head explode, walk in and say, listen, I'm a big believer in Centrum Vitamins. And yeah, then you'll get the mini version of this rant in person.
Well, and I'm just thinking, too, as a business owner in the old business, we've got 500 or 600 different part numbers in our inventory. Ed just said 1,100.
No, 11,000.
Oh, my. That's even more. Yeah.
And I'm supposed to know everything about every one of them. For some reason, my brain does have an attraction to knowing it, so I probably know 9,000 of the 11,000. Wow. That's why I have 26 staff members, and they study constantly. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake, production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We're going to be back here next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, who's not here today, this is Ed Jones, and thank you, Sean. Thank you, Clint Powell. Clint Powell with DaringTheBreak.com. Great podcast. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.